Hello everyone, this is Sammy. 我们一起来学习第74课 Out of the Limelight, 舞台之外。第一个还是来做摘要写作，然后我们来看本课重点连接词。连接词呢，通常是用来连接句子的。本课使用了如下的连接词 So that, but, as, meanwhile, when, in case, and。因为英语是一个比较注重形式的语言，所以学会恰当的使用连接词可以使文章的连贯程度大大加强。难以想象课文里面缺少了这些连接词会是什么情形，所以呢，我们需要学会使用连接词，它像是一个润滑剂，也像是一种纽带，把文章的前后的所有句子都串联起来，使它意义完整，形式上也比较连贯。下面呢，我们请大家使用恰当的连接词，按照所给的思路连接成文。A fine day, prepared for a picnic, drove into the country, found a quiet spot, unpacked our hampers. There were a few wasps, a great many of them. Our efforts to drive them away saw a wasp nest in a tree nearby.Seized our things, returned to our car, pursued by wasps, drove away. 好，我们来看第三个值得学习的句子。第一句 But as they discovered, disguises can sometimes be too perfect. 这个 as they discovered 是这个后面的这个 disguises can sometimes be too perfect. 实际上是 discovered 这个宾语。我们这样的句子呢也很多，比如说 As they soon discovered, there was no one in this building. 他们很快就发现怎么样情况。As they realized, there would be no movie this week. 他们很快就意识到，察觉到这个星期没有电影。好，我们看第二句 It says no camping in case you can't read. 这个 in case 就是以防防止假如怎么样这可以翻译成这样子的说法 You need to take your umbrella in case it rains 你必须带上伞以防下雨 We have to take more money in case our trip is delayed 我们必须带更多的钱以防旅行被推迟旅程被推迟好第三个句子 Don't be too hard on us 不要对我们太严厉You are too hard on your son. 你对你的儿子太严厉了。那么 hard 呢，可是有的时候也可以用 harsh 来代替。这个 harsh 呢就更加严厉。He's simply too harsh on his staff. 他对他的手下部下这些员工呢太严厉了。好，我们来看第四个课后作文练习。What did your teacher do when you forgot your homework?你忘记做作业的时候，你的老师对你怎么对你的 ？Okay, is he was he too hard on you or not? Okay, 写一个很短的文章。Okay, that's all for today. See you next time.